for the Red River Farm Network.
Canola harvesting is getting closer in parts of North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has details in this report.
Canola was the focus at yesterday's BASF InVigor Field Day, held in north central North Dakota near Bottineau. The condition of this year's canola crop was a popular talking point among farmers and ag retailers gathered for the field day. BASF seed advisor Robert Hammond says in northeast North Dakota and northwest Minnesota, growing conditions have been all over the board.
I was in fields that started too wet and ended up getting dry before they even came out, or right after they came out of the ground. Flea beetle pressure was high this year, so they did quite a bit of damage. Just a lot of uneven emergence this year in general. Some places ended up really wet during flowering. Some places were wanting some extra moisture. So right now, driving around, there's a lot of really good looking canola fields. So it's just a testament to how tough that this plant can be.
Hammond expects the desiccation of the early planted canola to begin in a couple weeks. As a part of the pre-harvest prep, BASF crop protection business representative Scott Hammond says a harvest aid will help speed up that process.
I'd say within the next 5 days, the southern part of my territory might have some applications going on, where other areas are probably still a couple weeks out to desiccate. So main points with Sharpen are great weed control activity. So if you have any weed escapes that came through, things like lamb's quarter or whatnot, got good activity at burning that off, as well as desiccating the canola plant so that you can speed up the harvest.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from the BASF InVigor Field Day, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
Green Mark.